Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in, Pat Pagano. Pat, good morning.
Hey, good morning, and how are you?
Good. How was your fourth?
It wasn't bad. It was pretty decent. You know, it started raining when just about the time I had to barbecue, but that wasn't a problem. I just brought down the canopy and barbecued underneath it and served everything in the house. But other than that, it was good, and I got to see a movie, not the one that you suggested, because that wasn't what the majority of people here wanted to see, but we got to see Gotti with John Travolta. And I have to tell you, very surprised. I liked it. I liked it very much. So did most of the people that were here. They all agreed. Done very well. John Travolta did real, real good. I don't know if it's Academy Award, material, but it certainly he certainly did an excellent job. And it was a very, very, very good movie, and I could definitely relate to it because that was the area I grew up in. And I've passed his house many, many times, in the past.
Obviously, so did your doctor.
Well, I don't know about that, but this was before I moved to Long Island when I was in Queens. And, and again, he was a very, very good man to the area, the neighborhood. Right. He protected everybody there. And, on 4th of July, he threw parties like there were no other parties. And everybody in the neighborhood was there. And there was just food and fireworks and the whole bit. It was pretty incredible. Right. Story was true to form. You get a chance, you could view that. In the meantime,
now I got to ask you a question.
Yes.
How heavy is the rain going to be on Friday in New Jersey and here in Connecticut?
Well, it depends who gets the thunderstorms and who doesn't.
Okay. So it's not a widespread heaviness.
Oh, it should be. Most places will get heavy rain out of this. But again, timing is the issue. Are you talking morning? Are you talking afternoon?
Well, let's give us in northern New Jersey, and when should the thunderstorms hit on Friday? And up here in northwest Connecticut, when should they hit?
I would think any time from 9 o'clock Friday morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right, and then they should clear out after that.
That is correct.
And become breezy after that.
Yeah.
And become cooler after that.
And less humid. Yep.
All right. That's what I needed to know.
Okay. I hope that helped you.
Yeah. Well, I think it helped me a little bit here. I'll pass the information along to interested parties.
Okay. Okay.
I am just an intermediary.
Yeah, I got you. Right in the middle. Yep. Well, it'll be partly cloudy, humid today, low 90s. Cloudy and sticky tonight in the mid-70s. Those showers and thunderstorms could arrive by morning. Hazy, humid with showers and some strong thunderstorms Friday, middle 80s. And sunny with a pleasant breeze, 80 for Saturday. Sunny and nice, 80 to 85 on Sunday. Nighttime temperatures Saturday night into Sunday will be in the 40s and low 50s.
All right, now, Pat, now listen to this. Now, see if you can make sense out of this. I have three cars parked at my house most of the time. I have my Volkswagen Passat, which is a lease car, which I only take on, long trips and business trips, okay?
Okay.
I have my Jeep Cherokee, okay? And I have a 1998 Volvo 240 that's in just beautiful condition, okay?
Okay.
I come out yesterday, and listen to this. This is very bizarre. Both my Volkswagen and the Jeep,
yeah,
nothing. The Volvo, someone smashed the driver's side mirror and broke off my antenna off the back. Just snapped it right off. Now, here's what I'm hoping happened. I don't believe it because I don't see any scratch marks. I'm hoping that somehow a bear got in between the cars, and did it. Because I don't, if someone's going to damage your cars, they're going to damage all three of them. They're not just going to damage one. And the way the mirror was smashed, it wasn't out of the frame; it was just cracked inside the frame. So I'm thinking that somehow one of the big bears was walking through there and somehow managed to
get it right off. Yeah,
bend the antenna walking by because it's on the outside portion of the back car, and then when it got by the mirror, hit that thing as well and smashed. Because who's going to break a snap a an antenna off and then just damage a mirror when you if you're going to damage one car, you're going to damage all three of them. So I've got
a
feeling
that would make sense. Yeah,
I've got a feeling it had to beat a bear.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I already fixed the mirror. I mean, I have to buy a new antenna for the back of the Volvo. But it was just bizarre. I think maybe the cars were parked close enough together where a 500-600-pound bear kind of pushed over on the sides, and the Jeep, the Jeep was up high. It's much higher than the Volvo. So that's why the mirror wasn't touched there. But anyway, it was just strange to see. And then at first I was really mad thinking somebody vandalized the car. But the more I looked at it, I said, this had to be a bear somehow did this. Yeah. Had to be.
Let's hope so, because otherwise it's very you're just going to be uneasy about it.
No, I'm not uneasy. Believe you me, if somebody was going to vandalize my cars, they would have gotten all three of them. They just would have.
Right.
You're going to vandalize cars. You don't stop with one. You know, unlike So it's got to be a bear. It has to be a bear.
Okay, well, then you just solved your own problem.
Yeah. Just a strange thing that happened anyways. So now it's going to be, let's talk about the weekend. Temperatures around 75 to 80 both Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, well, no, just on Saturday, then 80 to 85 on Sunday.
But still no humidity, right?
No humidity. It begins to warm up and gets a little more humid on Monday and likewise on Tuesday. So we should get back into the heat and the humidity next week.
Well, the air conditioner in my bedroom is starting to die, Pat. I did order one.
Oh.
But yeah, I have to turn the fan all the way up for it to cool the room a little bit. And that means the compressor is not working properly. You know what I mean? It's not really making the air cold. But
is it comfortable?
It's okay because the air conditioner in the front of the house,
right?
If you leave the doors open, it all works out okay. But what? How can you complain, Pat? I got these at I think it was Kmart 12 years ago, and for $100 each. So come on. Figure
really?
This out. 12 years, that's like $9. It cost me $9 a year.
Why don't you just get central air?
Because it's not my house.
Oh, I thought it was. Oh, that's good. Then
I'm sure. I love Reg, my landlord. He's a great guy. We get along great. I'm sure he'd love for me to put central air in the house.
Yeah, I mean, that would solve all the problems. See, I love central air. And of course, we use. What is it? I can't remember the name of it, but
train.
The thermometer that that learns itself, the digital one.
Okay, the smart thermometer.
Yeah, it's a smart thermometer, and it's great. It's for heating and air conditioning, and it just learns your weather pattern. It learns your pattern by the times that you walk by and things like that, and. It's really, really good because, like most of the time during the day, in the summertime, it keeps the house at about 72. And then at night, it knows to bring it up to 74. And on weekends, when I'm not around, because it doesn't detect any motion, it keeps it at 74.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, I have a not so smart thermostat, me.
You.
Me.
Okay.
Clara says hello to you this morning, by the way, Pat.
Who does?
Clara, one of our listeners.
Oh.
She just sent me a message saying, say hello to Pat for me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
There you go. All right. So then we got more humid weather coming back next week.
Next week, not immediately, but it will come back next week. So in the meantime, we have something to look forward to.
All right, Pat, I will speak to you tomorrow.
You got it.
Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.